So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Karen Ayala is the director of the DuPage Department of Health. And we have been kind of traveling throughout the Chicagoland area here, answering one simple question: what does a person here have to do to get the vaccine? So let's talk about DuPage County now. Hey, Karen, thanks for joining us again on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
So we talked about the process. ZocDoc is what they want you to do in Chicago. What are you recommending people in DuPage County do that want to get vaccinated?
So we have two primary strategies. One is our online forum, and that provides people the opportunity to register for the vaccine. That website is dupagehealth.org/COVID-19 vaccine. On that webpage, there's an opportunity to submit a vaccine registration form. So that is the primary way that we've been using. Additionally, we've also, because of the expanded eligibility for individuals who may not be necessarily computer literate or have the internet access, we also have expanded our call center. And so we'd encourage people who don't have that access to call our 630-682-7400 number for information and to complete that same registration form.
I'll repeat both of those sites and phone numbers in just a minute. 630-682-7400, dupagehealth.org. How are you all doing on that? Are all the slots being taken? Can I get in online if I go with my browser?
You can absolutely register for the vaccine. Our supply remains woefully short of the demand. By that, I want to point out that we have now over 200,000 individuals who are registered for vaccine. And this last week, we received a vaccine allocation of 10,225 from the Illinois Department of Public Health. And so you can quickly see the mismatch of supply versus demand. However, we're committed to working our way down the list, both on a chronological basis as well as eligibility for vaccine basis, until every single person who wants the vaccine receives that vaccine.
Well, it'd be 5 months just to get the people you've got registered online right now at that rate. Do you expect you'll be getting more vaccine, that the rate will increase?
Everything that we're hearing and seeing indicates that March may be the time that our vaccine supply is ramped up, and we're certainly counting on that to happen because we in DuPage have established a structure. So if you register on our website, it's not only for the clinic that we're providing. We see about 1,500, 2,000 people that we're able to vaccinate. But more impressively, 90% of our vaccines are being administered through this countywide structure that we have developed. And so we know that we have a structure that will support many times over the amount of vaccine that we're currently receiving. We are poised to get that out very quickly once we start receiving it.
Where is that, or who is that? Are you talking about drugstores or just other facilities?
Yes.
You'll open up drugstores. And so some people are going directly, though, to their drugstore. They're going to Walgreens online or in person and trying to sign up. Do you recommend that they don't do that, just, you know, directly going to these stores and trying to get in?
No, I absolutely think that people should explore all options. Each individual pharmacy, unfortunately, has to get registered in order to provide the vaccine. So that's been a fairly rigorous process. However, between private pharmacies, primary care locations, our hospitals and healthcare systems, our federally qualified health care centers. We know that we could even this week be vaccinating double the amount of people that we have vaccine available. And by March 1st, we'll be ramping up and have enough capacity to reach five times, so of 50,000 per week. So, yes, it would take us 5 weeks if we continued at the current agonizing pace.
But, 5 months, right. Yeah, Lordy, we got to get more vaccine through the pipeline.
Yep.
630 said, could you ask if you have to be a resident of DuPage County? People are sometimes jumping towns, counties, communities in order to get the vaccine. Are we only talking about DuPage County residents here?
We at this point are offering these slots, and we'd primarily like to fill them and request to fill them with DuPage County residents. Yeah. However, we have a great number of people who come into the county to work in the county. So there's really no way of our being able to distinguish if you're an eligible employee.
Right.
We have been focusing our efforts on getting vaccine into people's arms. So,
two more questions from our listeners. And Cook County had a similar answer to what you just said for their county. 630 says, I called the DuPage County Health Department number an hour ago. I got through right away. Shout out to Corrine, who helped me! Another 630er said, is there anything to sign up for future if you're not in 1B? People that aren't, I guess, this would be people younger than 65 who are not essential workers. Can they get in line digitally right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they can. Yes, they simply won't be called for eligibility for our current clinics because,
right,
again, they're not eligible, but absolutely they can register.
Okay, so while you do not have an appointment for me, I'm going to be frustrated because I'm going to say, good, I got online, but they can't take me. You will have my email address. You will then notify me when it's my turn if I'm in DuPage County. Is that correct?
That is correct. And beyond that, we will send you an update on a weekly basis, letting you know that you are still in our system, because I think a lot of people are worried that if they don't hear from us for a couple of weeks that we may have overlooked them.
Yeah.
So you should be receiving an email on a weekly basis, and we will also be able to, in that email, communicate with you how many slots ahead of you we have been able to pull down for vaccine in that week.
That's
to kind of
really
give you a sense
idea
of, how quickly we're getting through.
That is a good idea and really encouraging. Karen Ayala is the director of the DuPage Department of Public Health. Okay, Karen, we'll check in again. You know, we're just kind of, we'll ask Will County and Kane and everybody else the same questions, but I appreciate you taking our call today.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
And once again, I'll repeat those numbers. Well, let me do it right now, and then we'll take our break. The phone number is 630-682-7400, 630-682-7400. And without getting into all of the backslashes, DuPageHealth.org.